Sexually violent content is shaping the behaviour of adults and children in Ireland, according to research by the Sexual Exploitation Research and Policy Institute. The study, commissioned by the domestic violence organisation Women's Aid, reveals that much of what features in mainstream pornography constitutes sexual violence. Joining us is Ruth Breslin, who's director of the Sexual Exploitation Research and Policy Institute. Ruth, thank you for talking to us this lunchtime. Will you tell us about this research? What did you find?
Thank you, Rachel. So I suppose one of the things we were exploring was, first of all, what is pornography? What is the content of mainstream contemporary pornography? And then what impacts is that having on us in terms of its production, but also in terms of its consumption? So I suppose one of the reasons we called this study Facing Reality is because we have to essentially face the reality and confront the fact that of what pornography truly is, which is essentially the sexual violence, torture, and degradation of real women and girls on film. And we saw this when we looked at the content. You know, 9 in 10 scenes now in contemporary pornography contain aggression. Almost all aggression is directed towards women, often very young women, teenagers. And at the same time, women are expected in the pornography to respond, I suppose, with pleasure or in a neutral way to this aggression they're receiving. And I suppose we're seeing that playing out now in real world intimate relationships.
And is that what you found then, that the sort of images, the sort of practices people are seeing online, that they then expect that in the real world?
That's it, exactly. So we were observing practices that are very dangerous, like strangulation, slapping women, spitting on them, dragging them by the hair. And what we found, in fact, in looking at all this content, is that this is not something that's just benign or just being observed, that it's actually shaping people's sexual scripts. It's kind of creating a template for their sexual relationships and intimate relationships in the real world. And that's particularly the case with children and young people. So children and young people are going to pornography simply because they want to learn what sex is, and yet they're being presented with this really violent content, and the data is bearing out that is being borne out in their real lives, that they are enacting, boys are enacting onto girls what they are seeing, what they're observing in pornography, thinking that this is what one is supposed to do, and not realizing that in fact what pornography, what the large multi-billion euro trade that pornography is, what it's served up to them, is in fact sexual violence, not just sex.
As you say, this is an enormous industry and a very lucrative industry. So what are you recommending?
So we kind of had a three-pronged approach arising from this research, which we did in partnership. It was commissioned by Women's Aid. And again, that was because Women's Aid were seeing at the front line with the women that they support that pornography is being played out in their abusive relationships that they're experiencing. So we took a kind of three-pronged approach. We're talking about discussing this issue, educating about it and ultimately busting the business model. So part of what we're doing today with the research is beginning that discussion, beginning to talk about this more frankly, more openly, educating young people and adults too, that, you know, we need to reject these kind of pornified scripts that have been forced upon us by the industry. And then absolutely, it's about busting the business model, putting sand in the gears, addressing the onslaught of pornography in our lives, and, you know, the very lucrative business that clearly that is created for the pornography trade.
Ruth Breslin, thank you very much for talking to us this lunchtime.